Hello.
Hello. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Alex and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And this evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
No? Okay. Let's see here. Okay. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade, county major, and county commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the non-partisan primary election for Miami-Dade County Major and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? Your choice, the choices are, I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote. I'm not registered to vote.
Somewhat likely to vote.
I'm sorry? Somewhat likely to vote.
Correct.
Thank you. Now, in which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, no party affiliation, or some other political?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is your main racial background?
Asian.
Caucasian? Thank you.
Sorry,
what
Asian.
Is your age? Oh, Asian, I'm sorry. Okay. What is your age?
41.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Ask that again, please.
Okay, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Generally the right direction.
Okay. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? First, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, crime and neighborhood safety, flooding, sea level rise in environmental resiliency, inflation and the cost of things like grocery and gas, housing and property insurance costs, traffic and congestion, corruption in local government.
Housing and property costs.
Thank you. Okay. Although it is a non-partisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describe how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate. Lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Probably Democrat.
Probably Democrat. Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Let's see, Alonso Alfie Leon. Would you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of this person?
Never heard.
Okay. How about Rossi Cordero Stutz?
Never heard.
Francis Suarez.
Sounds familiar, but I'll say never heard.
I'm sorry?
Never heard.
Okay. How about Aileen Higgins?
Never heard.
Daniela Levine Cava.
Never heard.
Carlos Jimenez.
Never heard.
Alex Diaz de la Portilla.
Never heard.
Vicky Lopez.
Never heard.
Joe Carollo.
Never heard.
Maria Elvira Salazar.
Never heard.
Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable, is that somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very.
Joe Sanchez.
Never heard.
Miguel Soliman.
Never heard.
Fabian Vasabe.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. And the last, Joe Biden.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Thank you. Now, you will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. And the first question, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Carollo, Aileen Higgins?
Not sure.
Okay. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Miguel Soliman and Aileen Higgins.
I'm not sure.
How about between, let's see, Alonso Alfie Leon and Aileen Higgins?
Unsure.
Okay, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Aileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? Options are strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
No opinion.
Okay, let's see. Just to let you know, we're at 80% of the survey. We're almost done. Okay, we really appreciate your time and patience, and I'm doing this as quick as I can, okay?
Now, Thank you.
Sure, you will now be giving some statements about Aileen Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Aileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first statement says, during this challenging time, Aileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no different?
Less likely.
Less likely. Is that somewhat less likely, much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
about this, Aileen Higgins said she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop at an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop, or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft. Is that to you more likely or less likely, or no different?
Somewhat less likely.
So, I'm sorry?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. The next statement says, let's see. The next statement about Aileen says, while so many are struggling to make ends meet, Aileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefit to $130,000 per year. Is that for you more likely or less likely or no different?
Sorry, could you repeat that one?
Yes. While so many are struggling to make ends meet, Aileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefit to $130,000 per year. Is that
somewhat
to you
likely.
More likely or somewhat, I'm sorry?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay, the next statement says, since Aileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling, and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes. Is that more likely or less likely or no difference to you?
Less likely.
Somewhat much less.
Much less.
The next statement says, Aileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that will bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. Is that more or less likely to you or not different?
Sorry, can you repeat that? Because it wasn't making sense.
Okay, yes. Aileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that will bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. Is that less likely or less likely to you or no different?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And the last statement says, Aileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out longtime residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to our neighborhood. is that much more likely, or I mean, is that more likely or less likely or no difference to you?
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. Thank you. Now, and one last time, you will be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. And the first question says, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joey Carvalho and Aileen Higgins.
I still don't know.
Okay. How about between Miguel Soliman and Aileen Higgins?
Still don't know.
How about between Alonso Alfie Leon and Aileen Higgins?
Still don't know.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. What is the last grade or formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate or 2 years degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or 4 years degree, postgraduate degree.
Some college.
Some college? Okay.
Yes.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you for your, thank you very much for your participation and have a great evening, okay?
Thank you. Have a good night.
You won't. You too. Bye-bye.